The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Welcome to the How Bloody Good Is the Bull edition of the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. I'm about to embark on day three of bull festivities. And fair to say, Kingy, that if you've never experienced the bull set up for 3 days, then, well, I think you're like a bit like old Mike Brady. You're missing out. Because didn't Greg used to sort of, maybe Greg and Mum had something going there on the Brady Bunch? Was that true?
They dated once, and that was just Greg asked Florence Henderson out on a date. Hello, Benny. There was no more to it than that. It was a bit urban myth, sort of grew legs as the years have gone on. So how are you surviving?
I love myths, and particularly urban ones.
Yes. How are you recovering after you missed out last Sunday?
Well, it was disappointing. I don't miss too many games. I got hit with a. I started to feel a bit shit. Is the best way to describe it? Is that a medical term?
Yeah, that's a medical term.
Sort of Friday afternoon, I thought, yeah, Saturday I'll be right. Saturday night, Sunday till about lunchtime, I was absolutely gone. And then I sort of went down to the chemist, dragged myself down to the chemist, and got myself some of what I think they describe as the good gear. And I could have easily called on Monday, but yeah, unfortunately I missed the Cats. I did listen through krockfootball.live, and I watched the game. And
How did you go syncing it up? Because some people think that it's a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, it wasn't. Look, and you know, me and technology, Kingy, we're not exactly sort of joined at the hip, and I did find that a little bit, but I was able to soldier on and listen, and it was a little. I was slightly out, sync was also slightly out as well. So, but it was good. The Cats did what they needed to do. It seemed to me that. They were able to really kick a goal whenever they felt like it. And Essendon did have some good patches. They probably defensively, Geelong wouldn't have been overly joyed with parts of the game. Essendon were able to move the ball. But at the end of the day, they've won an AFL game by, five goals. And, the interesting thing is it wouldn't be too many games in the modern era where the opposition kicks 15 goals and is never really in the game at all.
No, but probably the only time you thought they might be is if Stringer got them back to, I think, 23 points about midway through the third, and they had a bit of momentum, and you thought, gee, if they were to kick another one, then really the game was on, but they couldn't find that next one. The Cats, I think, found two or three, and it was sort of game over. You won't think Geelong were going to win from that point on, if you didn't already.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just trying to get this sound right. Can you hear me better now?
I could hear you fine the first time.
Yeah, there we go. We're back. I've just had to press a couple of buttons. I thought downside Kingy, Sam Deconing injured.
He's had surgery.
Yeah, he's had surgery on his cranium. Now, I mean, you could get injured in that capacity playing any position on the ground, but for the life of me, I can't understand why they're playing a blue chip key defender in the ruck. Look, let's not being critical. It is being critical. I just don't understand. You don't park the Ferrari on the street. Mm. And let's put it this way. Geelong won the flag last year with what you would classify, and I'm not being derogatory towards Reece Stanley, but a B-grade ruckman.
Yeah.
Do you think they would have won the flag if Sam Deconing didn't have the year he had playing key defence?
Probably not.
No. I think you can pitch hit with a bunny in the ruck, and Geelong have proved that by winning a flag with nowhere near an A-grade ruckman. But I don't see the philosophy, and I don't see the direction of playing a young defender. And there was times there when he wouldn't even go up.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back, I don't know, Kingy, you'll be able to tell me the years because you're the years man, but there was a brief period where Geelong used to play Tom Hawkins in the ruck.
Yeah, you're going back to 2011.
And he hated it.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it. And has never played there since.
And that's why he's won 11 consecutive Geelong Goal Kicking Awards.
Yeah, but he really had no idea in the ruck, did he?
No, well, it wasn't natural to him, no.
No, and it's not natural to Sam Dicone. Yeah,
wasn't natural to run and jump at somebody else. Remember Darren Jolly's great line after a Collingwood Geelong game when Hawkins went into the ruck, and Jolly might have got a bit of a clip for this, but his words were, "My eyes lit up when I saw Tom Hawkins standing across from me."
Yeah, because I think he described him as timid.
I don't remember him saying that, but I do remember that line about my eyes lit up, and that was, he said that on K-Rock.
He did, yeah. I'm sure he might have used the word timid or something along those lines, and it wasn't that he was timid, he just had no idea in the ruck, and Sam Dicone's got no idea in the ruck.
Yeah.
And that's a great way of getting injured when you're playing a specialised position like that, particularly when you're playing against the heaviest player in the opposition. Yeah. Who is skilled at that craft. I honestly, I just hope they don't persist with that. And well, he won't this week because he's out. But is your understanding it's a short term thing? It's not.
I think medium term is what the Cats have put on it. Let me just have a quick look at how long. Yeah, no, no, short term. So maybe what's short term? Is short term he misses May and he's back after the bye, or is short term he's back for the Bulldogs at the start of June?
Well, I would have thought probably, a couple of weeks, a week or two, no more than that.
We've got Simon Lloyd on, and especially because it's a facial fracture, does he not go to Perth? Do you not put somebody on a plane who's had that sort of injury?
Possibly, and I just wonder what it'll do to his confidence. I mean, let's be honest, he's been battered this year and he hasn't quite been the same player, has he?
No.
His marks he was taking last year, he's not taking this year. I'm not having a go at him. I'm just saying he's just not quite at the level he was last year. And now he's been playing in a position that's completely foreign to him, which he clearly doesn't like. I mean, there was one centre bounce where he just stood there.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, with the wiser heads and ours, can you make those decisions? But I just think that is fraught with danger. Playing. I mean, I said that last week, and unfortunately, and as I said, his injury could have happened possibly playing any position on the ground, but. I just don't see any merit in that, which particularly when you've brought in a Segler to play that exact role. When you haven't got Stanley, Segler comes in, pinch hits, plays 2 or 3 weeks. You know, he doesn't star, but he gives you a competitive effort, and then you move forward. And then they don't play Segler. He's running around in the Scooby-Doos, and they're putting their best defender in the ruck.
Well, Segler didn't play the week before because his wife gave birth. So that was why he was unavailable. That's why he's late all the week before. So
well, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But even if they were going to do that, I would have much preferred just put Radicalea in the ruck.
Yeah.
He at least sort of seems to really relish the physical contact. He has done a little bit of ruck work before. I mean, if you're going to sacrifice someone for want of a better word, let's use Saba Radicalea, not Sam Dicone.
Do you want some good? Well, and some more not so good news is that toe issue for Cam Guthrie is going to keep him out for a little while.
Right.
Yeah. So Simon Lloyd's going to join us on pre-game on Saturday, so we'll get a little bit more of an update. But Jack Henry's back in full training, which is a good sign.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So he's gonna need some time to find his feet, obviously, at both training wise and VFL wise.
Yeah, you think you're probably not seeing him maybe for a month.
I would have thought at least he'd probably need a couple of weeks of training and a couple of weeks in the twos.
You see him in the AFL game after the Queen's birthday bye King's birthday bye, the Cats have that weekend off.
Possibly. What does it do to the defence?
What, Deconing being out?
No, with Henry coming back, and let's say Deconing's back by then. Who are you? Let's say they run seven defenders. Who are your seven defenders?
Good question. Well, Deconing, Radicalea, Henry, Stewart, Buse, O'Connor, Colajasny.
So you're leaving out. Zach Guthrie.
Good question. Yeah, maybe it's, well, I don't know. Did somebody have to go up, or does O'Connor go up the field?
Well, my thing would be, does, and I've advocated this, and I'm not advocating he needs to go to the teams. I think he's actually been really good. I actually had a not a heated debate, but
animated discussion.
Yeah, it was all friendly. It wasn't, there was no animosity, but a Geelong supporter who can't have Radicalea thinks he's been terrible. I said, well, not sure you've been watching the same blue and white hoops that I've been watching.
Radicalea would be top five in the Geelong best and fairest right now.
Oh, I thought the same. And I said, look, he goes, oh, he makes mistakes. And I said, well, yeah, because he's played 7 games of defence in the AFL. So he's going to make mistakes. But I said, he's done a lot more good than bad. And I think he's been fantastic in a short period of time for how inexperienced he is in the position. But the thing is, if you're up against a good team that only has one key forward.
Yep.
Does Radicalea not play and you play Colin Jasny? That would allow you then to play Zach Guthrie, Jack Henry, Buse, Stewart, and maybe Mitch Duncan as a runner. Leave out Guthrie and Zach Tuohy?
No, Guthrie and Mitch Duncan I left out.
Yeah.
But you're never going to get them all together, Benny. That's a perfect situation, that. And Geelong have proven this year they haven't had the perfect situation with their injury list. So you've got to settle for probably worst case scenario sometimes.
I agree with you. And even up the other end, you've probably got a similar type scenario when Stengel and Stengel's back as well.
Yeah. How do you feel? Benny, can you change the camera? Look, but this is no good for a podcast, but that camera angle is doing you absolutely no favours right now.
It's only going to go the audio, isn't it?
I know it's only audio, but geez, it's hard to concentrate.
What about that?
That's horrible.
I saw a man yesterday, and he had some extraordinary tracksuit pants on.
I did see you're off Twitter.
Oh, it was extraordinary. That was in the members.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I don't know what was going on there, but he just obviously, well, I think that's classified as slipping through the net. There's a lot of slipping through the net down here because there's no sort of scanning, and it's just if you flash any old ticket from probably the 70s and you'd still be able to move freely amongst all regions of the course. So I did see, I have seen half of Geelong is here.
Yeah.
I can safely say that. And it's a genuine... Look, there's no other way to say this, but it's a genuine sausage fest. So it's wall-to-wall sausage, and which is fantastic.
Is it a little bit, ladies, bring a plate?
Yes, I think 100%. That I'm not sure. That's probably a very sexist comment in 2023.
Yeah, I know, but it's a bit of a throwback to that.
Yeah, beers are $8.50 a can, which is not too bad.
Yep.
And there's plenty of room. And the weather yesterday in the morning was shit. And today is not too bad. So we're looking forward to hopefully getting a winner or two. But Cats this week, I reckon it's a big game this week, Kingy, because
Crows
I reckon there's a lot of good. Hey?
Crows are good.
They are. And I think that they'll be absolutely smarting after somehow losing the unlosable game against Collingwood. They'd still be shaking their head at how they lost that. But
they cocked it up, Benny.
They did. That was a good old-fashioned cock-up, and not the sort of cock-up you want. But what I was going to say is that they've got a lot of good high draft picks that you haven't heard a whole lot about.
Yeah.
They're not Phil Thorpe's a good player. That Rochelle's a good player.
Well, if Rochelle had a kick straight, they win. He kicked four behinds.
Yeah, he's a good player, though. You throw Rankin in there, obviously, he's probably a little bit more well-known. But they're a very good side who are on the move.
Luke Pedler, can you tell me what number he wears?
Does he wear 20, 10?
Yeah, 10.
Yes. They've got a couple of handy defenders in the former Geelong boy, the old Howdy Doody.
Yeah.
What's the other bloke's, the 41? What's his name?
Jordan Butts.
Jordan Butts, that's it. Siggy Butts.
Oh, Siggy. Seymour.
Me. Old Seymour was like, he was sort of Steven Spielberg in another genre, wasn't he?
And they've got, they still have Brody Smith, who's still a very good player.
Rory Laird, Rory Sloane's playing well. Tex Walker's playing well. Yeah. I mentioned Rankin. He's a gun.
O'Brien in the ruck.
Yeah, they've got some very good players. I mean, Geelong are pretty much unbeatable at home, but I don't think that this... Oh, let's put it this way. I don't even know what the betting is in the game, Kingy, but I'm checking Geelong are going to be probably a fair bit shorter than they should be.
Yeah, that's true.
They need to play their best.
Yeah, absolutely. Good signing news. Mark Blitzars, Mitch Nevitt have re-signed during the week.
Yeah, I thought Nevitt showed a few signs against Essendon, albeit it was, you know, a good free-flowing game for a young, you know, underdeveloped kids. But I thought he showed some good signs. I don't know that he stays in the team, but it was good to get a run under his belt.
He double-handled the footy a couple of times.
He what?
He double-handled the footy a couple of times.
Yeah, but he did make a few good decisions. And, I mean, look, he's a young player. Every game's invaluable in terms of experience for him. And it was good to get him a game on the MCG. Holmes was good again. Dangerfield, I was really impressed with him again. He's, for whatever reason, he's hitting targets.
He might have 10 Brownlow votes at the moment, Paddy Dangerfield.
Well, he's hitting targets too. He's playing. I'd say the last 3 weeks have been his best 3 consistent weeks of footy for probably a few years.
Yep. His final series was pretty good last year.
Oh, true. But he's over the last few years, he's been a player that will have a big game and then maybe have a couple of, by his lofty standard, down ones.
Quieter, yeah.
Yeah. Where he's actually really impacting the game. I mean, his clearance work was just first class. So I thought Tom Atkins played well again. And I mean, he's obviously been spoken about a lot, but Tom Hawkins was next level. So
to kick a career high of 8 in the shadows of 35, he turns 35 in 2 months is quite unbelievable.
He's amazing. Grime Myers was good again.
Yeah, and people might actually be waking up to the fact that Grime Myers doesn't have to hit the scoreboard. He hasn't kicked a goal this year, but nobody's calling for his head.
No, his skill, his ability to move, to be a link player is an invaluable asset for Geelong. And, you know, he's not a hard player. He's not going to run back with a fly to the ball. He's not going to bash and crash. He's not going to go and win his own ball. No, that's not his game. But he's, and I've said this for years, he's a very invaluable player in the role that he plays, and he's got the tank to play it. Not every player can play that role because you've got to have a big tank. Close, I thought, was good again. It's good signs for the Cats in terms of they seem to be sort of building, and they're not having their best 22 out there every week. I mean, no side does, but they're finding ways. Do you think Segler comes back this week, clearly?
I think so, yeah.
Reece Stanley still a fair way away, or?
He's getting closer. You would think, well, that's now 3 weeks, and they were looking at 4 to 6, so he could be maybe a fortnight away.
How good's Tom Stewart?
Yeah, he's a star.
He was unbelievable. Even there was a few little patches in that game where you were maybe getting slightly nervous, Essendon were, that like that at that point you mentioned there when Stringer had the shot, but Stewart was the one that sort of, I reckon he repelled him 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Took a couple of nice marks and you're just so confident when he's got his ball, you know, ball in hand, as you are with Zach Guthrie.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Absolutely. So, Benny, Geelong are 4-3. So they went through the month of April basically unbeaten. They did lose. I think it was April 2 they lost to Gold Coast. So their month of May is Adelaide into Richmond at the MCG, Fremantle in Perth, and then they finish with the Giants down here. What are they going through the month? Are they 3-1 and they're going to be 7-4 after 11?
Yeah. I think you would, if you're a golfer, you'd be picking up your tee about 2 seconds after the tightless has left the face of the one wood, I reckon.
Yeah.
And Geelong would take 7-4.
Yeah. If they can beat the Dogs first week of June, they go into their bye 8-4.
Oh, I think that would be, they are what you would classify, Kingy, in harness racing parlance, is they'd be 1 out, 1 back at 8-4.
Yeah.
Particularly after being zipping 3.
Yeah. Some questions, Benny. We're limited because we're on Zoom, and I'm a tightwad, and I've only got the 40-minute plan. So we've already used up about 25 minutes.
What time is it?
It's 22 minutes to 11.
Okay, I've got 5 minutes.
Oh, you got 5 minutes. All right. Which pack of chips will have to give up for Darcy Parish, the Smith's original, or the salt and vinegar?
Oh, maybe sort of. And you think there's some real flavours out there? Maybe I've always been a monstrous fan of the barbecue.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
See, I like cheesels. Just give me a box of cheesels and away we go.
Yeah, spring onion chips are pretty good.
All right. Yeah,
you know what, Aldi? Aldi sell these chips and they're called Sprinters. Yeah. They're fantastic. Yeah, love right. Sprinters.
Dave Twist, the injuries have hit again, and in the Magoos, there seems to be a lot of 50s, 60s, and 70 number jumpers. Who comes in for Bose, SDK, and Rowan this week? P.S. When Benny heads to the Bull, does he hand Kingy an envelope with just in case and a prepaid phone?
Yeah, I think, look, I've been very well behaved down here, to be honest with you. I've actually worked and yeah, it's all go. We've had a lot of runners, so. I have managed to slip a few refreshments in between races, but so who comes in this week then? That's a very, very, very good question.
Segler comes in.
Segler's one lock.
You lose Bose, you probably lose Rowan, you probably lose
Does Jai Clark make his debut?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Does Parfitt come back in?
Yeah, you'd have to think so. The other one they like is Clahisi. But I'm a bit question mark about whether he can play because he's Category B and there's nobody on the long-term injury list. So I'd have to clarify that.
Right. Well, I'd say if Parfitt doesn't get back in this week, he would be he'd be shaking his head as to where he's at Geelong.
Yeah.
And Clark had, 27 touches in the twos?
Yeah, thereabouts.
And was one of their best players. Do they pull the trigger on him? I think we've mentioned it a few times on the podcast, but he was sort of held back a little bit, had a few little issues for growing pains, for want of a better term, over the preseason.
Yeah.
And missed. Did he miss the first few games of the VFL?
He might have missed the first cup. I don't know if he missed one or two or not. I reckon he was okay.
I know whether or not they think he's got enough grounding in. I'm not a big fan of just throwing kids in for the, you know, they need to be really, have put a really good block in at the lower level. But I know he played well last week and I couldn't tell you the previous week. So I think he's probably been trending upwards, but
He played round one in the VFL, Benny.
Okay. So he's had a good block. I'd be saying that he'd be half a chance to come in, and make his debut. So Parfitt, Clark, and Segler for mine would be the three inclusions.
Yeah. We've got a lot of questions. We're probably not going to get to them. Just time constraints, unfortunately, are going to...
What else have we got?
I'm just having a quick look. G'day, boys. This is Foxdog50. Can you give us an injury rundown report? As in, honestly, truth, the club isn't the best of this. On the AFL website, doesn't even have Shannon Neal as injured. We will have... Simon Lloyd on Saturday, so tune in. I'm not sure what time, but big pre-game, 2 hours. So the other question is, out of all the players we're linked to, in which order, which player would you want to play at Geelong next year? Here's mine. One, Darcy Parrish, then Daylight. Two, Tom De Koning.
I mean, that's all sort of pie in the sky, obviously. I mean, I'd be absolutely taking Tom De Koning if that was going to happen. And I have no idea whether that is any chance of that. I'd imagine he's not leaving Carlton, but you don't. I mean, Geelong have drafted some, you know, they've got Clark in there, they've got Holmes as young, they've got Tanner Bruin. You know, I think you can find a midfielder. It's hard to find a ruckman. Tom De Koning would be the one I'd be going for.
Yeah. First time. Can we get a bit of analysis on Tanner Bruin? Is he going to be a future star? Where's the strengths and weaknesses?
I don't know. Star, do we throw star around too much? I think he's going to be a pretty accomplished player. I think he'll be a 200-game player for Geelong.
Will he be a Cam Guthrie-like?
Yes. Yeah, I think he'll just continue to get better. He's clearly got – he's 20 still, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's got things to work on, as every 20-year-old does, and he's – I like the way he's hard at it.
That left-foot finish was very classy for goal last week.
Yeah, he's got a bit of know-how around the goal, so he can be a goal-kicking midfielder, which is, you know, not all midfielders are. I like the way that he is quite defensive. He's really willing to tackle, so he seems to have a good bit of balance into his game. He just needs to get more game time, more experience, you know, more throws at the stumps and find his feet, get a block where he's probably playing a little bit on edge. He knows he's on the outer. Sometimes that can be difficult to do that. You know, you try too hard. I think he will be star. I don't know about a star, but like you said, I mean, would you classify Cam Guthrie as a star?
Well, he's a two-time Two-time Kazzy medalist and one of those in the premiership year. So you probably have to. But you wouldn't, but same time in your career, would you have thought Cam Guthrie was going to achieve what he's achieved? Probably not.
No, no. And I think if you reach 200 games, I think Bruin will be for the Cats. I think you're a very, very good player, and he just needs more time. And as I said, he's 20. Let's not be sort of, I don't know whether that question was sort of questioning him or just asking the question. But I like what I see, and star would be to be determined.
Benny, we let you go because you do have commitments. Thanks for doing this for Kerr's Hire. It's a busy week for you, the Bull. Obviously working for a Warrnambool-based trainer as well. You and me, Emma Carney, North 20-minute star. She's a star of AFLW. North Melbourne captain's going to join us in the experts chair with Jace on Saturday. So looking forward to the catch. Oh.
I need to rein in the frivolity then.
A little bit, I would have thought.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Move everything bar his bowels. Will that get a run, do you reckon?
You can still use that.
Okay, what about...
No, leave it, Benny. I reckon it might be time for you to go. I can end this call because I've got control of it.
Oh, God. Sound like my ex-girlfriend. Rightio.
See you, Benny. Good luck. See you, mate. Good luck to those in the... What colours are they? Grey and...
Grey and pink. Most of them are in the grey and pink, not all of them.
Good luck.
Rightio. Thank you. Go to the Cats.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.